sports stuff here. What do you think of Jaden's hats over there?
I love them. I really like them, actually. Hopefully he gives them to us for free. We don't have to go buy them.
You can get a discount, maybe.
A discount?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if they're that nice. I'm going to go buy them. I'll go buy them. Support JD's hats.
Thinking about that game, what do you think was the difference in your play on the last two series compared to before that?
I think just getting the ball out of my hands. I mean, I even said to Bill, I was like, they were talking about different plays on the sideline and stuff. I was like, listen, there's no magic call here. You just got to go out there and make a play. And I think that's what we did the last two series. Obviously, we didn't make enough, you know, or I didn't make enough.
You said afterwards you weren't going to say something politically correct.
Yeah.
You just didn't make the throws.
Yeah.
What will be different? What will help you be different this week? Do you think the part that you're working on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm really confident in myself. I really do believe that I'm a starting quarterback in this league, and I do believe that I can throw the ball really well and accurate, and that's never been an issue for me. And I know that I just got to go out there and do it. You know, I think there's a lot of times where you just got to give these guys shots, you know, and give them a chance to actually catch the ball and not throw it out of bounds. And I think there's a lot of times the last game where I played, it was my guy, no guy, and that's not how it can be. I mean, we need to go out there. We need to be aggressive. We need to make plays.
When you looked at the tape, what was it like for you watching what you did?
You know, I'm my worst critic. I really am. I mean, I know you guys probably write some bad stuff, but I can promise you that there's no one more hard on myself than me. And so obviously, I just look at everything I can work on and try and get better from there.
We did some of the throwing out of bounds and inaccurate throws were a product of rust.
You know, I would love to just sit here and tell you, yeah, and be like, yeah, it's rust, and that's my excuse, but I can make those throws. I can go out there right now in this outfit and go make the throws, and I know that. So I'm not gonna use that excuse and say it was rust. It's the National Football League. You got to be out there. You got to go out there and make plays, and that's what the team needed. Just keeping it in bounds. I mean, those guys will come up and make a play for you. Yeah, I think it's just really just letting the guys go make a play.
How much better do you believe that you can be this week?
A lot better. I mean, I'm telling you, there's no lack of confidence on my part. There's no, like I said, I'm my worst critic. So I go out there and I watch the film and, trust me, there's plays like the play to Steven across the middle where I knew I could hit the ball. I'm not watching a film going like, oh, sick. Look, I missed that throw. Like, that's sweet. I'm upset too, just as much as everyone else is, you know. So I think that's the one thing that I'm good at is I hold myself accountable, and I'm not going to – this isn't anyone else's fault. I just got to go out there and make the play. Say it again, I'm sorry.
This time the chemistry come back, you had a lot of time in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously last week, I mean, Deshaun went down on Thursday practice, so you get the Friday practice and you got to go out there and play, and that's, but like I just said, there is no excuse. I mean, you just got to go out there and you quickened up. I mean, I watched the film and there's not many different reads I would change. You just got to make the play, and obviously DeAndre's a heck of a receiver and you're trying to feed him the rock and. But at the same time, you got to let the other guys eat too.
It looked like Deshaun was talking to you a lot on the sideline during the game. Were you guys just talking about what you were seeing on the field and what he was saying too?
Yeah. I mean, that's how it always is in this locker room. TJ, even Matt came up and just listen. We're all just trying to win, and they're going to do whatever they can to help us win. So if they see something, I told them I'm not the type of guy that's like when I sit on the bench, just leave me alone. I don't want to hear it. Come tell me. Tell me whatever you see, because Shooty's been out there and he's done it well. So it's always good to get little pointers here and there. Yeah, absolutely.
As far as your confidence having Hopkins and Fuller, can you talk about the kind of seasons they're having and what they mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're having great seasons, but I bet you if you go in there, they'd rather be winning these games, you know, and that's the most important thing in this offense and on this team is that we want to be winning, and the way to do that is to give them shots.
There's
little bit more on the process to go from where you were. I mean, you were beating yourself up pretty good on Sunday when we talked to you.
Right.
And now you're walking in here and saying, look, I'm confident, I can make throws. Did you go back immediately and look at what you did and say, my gosh, that's just not me? Can you kind of take me through the process of looking at the tape and seeing what you saw?
Yeah. I mean, right after the game, I went home, grabbed my iPad and watched the game. And it's just like, it's almost cringeworthy, you know, because you've done it so many times. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say that certain things could turn out the other way, but I know that I can make these plays, and that was the most frustrating part. It was, like I said, after the game, it was a very frustrating game for me because I was coming off the sideline. Like, I'm seeing everything. There isn't, like, it's not, like, too fast or the lights are too bright or anything. It's just the way it is, and I've done it all training camp, all preseason, and I've done it my whole career. So I'm confident in my abilities, and I'll be out there, and I can't wait to get back out there this Sunday.
What's it like having DeAndre and Will and knowing that if you give the ball to them, they can go up and make a play?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes quarterbacks' jobs a lot easier. You know, not many guys are blessed with two guys like that can go up and get it and have the vertical aspect of their game and still be able to be really good route runners. So it's a blessing to have them. Thanks, guys.